Delegates from the U.S. agriculture industry were recently in Cuba for the Cuba-U.S. Agriculture Business Conference. The conference brought about much interest from the Cuban Ministry of Agriculture, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and the Cuban media. The 20 conference participants met with Cuban government officials and farmers November 8th through the 10th of 2018. While about 30% of Cuba's land area is currently used for farming, Cuban farmers do not have access to the latest technologies, equipment, and inputs to reach their full yield potential. The majority of the food production in Cuba is done through farmer-owned cooperatives, but it's not sufficient. Due to the climate, there is no wheat grown commercially. In fact, much of the food for Cuba's 11 million people and 4 million annual tourists must be imported, including an estimated 30 million bushels of wheat, which comes primarily from the European Union and Canada. The traditional Cuban diet is made up of rice, black beans, chicken, bread, and locally produced fruits and root vegetables. There are many advantages of importing food from the United States, most notably the proximity in terms of getting high-quality food in a timely and freight-efficient manner. Cuba can buy products from the U.S. and finance the sale until the product arrives in Cuba, with one exception: food. Food purchases, which have been allowed since 2000, must be paid for up front before the ships are allowed to sail. U.S. banks are allowed to provide direct financing for exports of any other product except agricultural commodities. The Honorary Rick Crawford, United States Representative of the 1st District of Arkansas, spoke to the group about the legislation H.R. 525, which allows extension of credit terms from U.S. entities to Cuba to be able to sell ag commodities. After hearing from Cuban government officials, participants had the opportunity to visit a farmer's market in Havana and tour two farmer cooperatives. The president of the first cooperative talked about the variety of crops that they grow, including tubers and vegetables, mainly carrots. They provide carrots for the Cuban tourism industry. He said, "We are far from reaching our potential. We need technology, modern equipment, and timely inputs. We know that tilling the soil is bad for our land, but that's all the machinery we have." At the wrap-up meeting, Ambassador Vega told the group, "Farmers in the U.S. and Cuba can have better relationships. There's a strong distinction in Cuba between the American government and the American people. We want people to be able to do business together." The Cuba-U.S. Agriculture Business Conference was organized by the U.S. Ag Coalition for Cuba, Kansas wheat farmers Doug and T.J. Kiesling, and Kansas wheat's Director of Communications, Marsha Boswell, attended the events. For Kansas wheat, I'm Jordan Hildebrand.